From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The assassination of a Syrian rebel leader appears to have led to the postponement of a plan to move IS militants away from Damascus. The assassination of a top Syrian rebel commander may have contributed at least partially to a delay in an agreed-upon pullout of thousands of militants and their families from neighborhoods on the southern edge of Damascus. The pullout, supposed to start Saturday, was to involve mainly militants from the Islamic State group who earlier this year overran the Yarmouk area, which is home to a Palestinian refugee camp and has been hotly contested and fought over in the war and two adjacent neighborhoods. One Palestinian official in Damascus told the Associated Press the withdrawal was being delayed for logistical reasons, but Lebanon's Hezbollah-run TV station Al-Manar said that Zahran Alush was a key figure in arranging the rare deal and that his assassination has delayed its implementation. Saturday, the Army of Islam and allied militant groups in Syria mourned the killing of Alush, while government supporters and the Islamic State group cheered his death, a reflection of his role in fighting both sides in the Syrian civil war. The Islamic State group on Saturday released a new message purportedly from its reclusive leader claiming that his self-styled caliphate is doing well despite an unprecedented alliance against it. In the 24-minute audio, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi said airstrikes by the international coalition only increase his group's determination and resolve. The message was al-Baghdadi's first since May and comes amid battlefield setbacks that IS has recently faced. This is VOA News. At least 12 people have been injured and hospitalized in eastern Nangarhar province in Afghanistan after an earthquake jolted the country around midnight Friday. Ataullah Khogani, a spokesman for the provincial governor in Nangarhar, said Saturday that a number of Nangarhar University students in the provincial capital of Jalalabad were injured during a stampede while trying to run out of a building during the quake. The 6.2 magnitude tremor, which struck at around 11:45 p.m. last night, lasted about a minute. It was also felt in the capital of Kabul, but so far there are no reports of casualties or serious property damage in Kabul. A wave of severe weather continued to make its way around the southern United States as a tornado touched down in north-central Alabama, including part of Birmingham, the state's largest city. Witnesses spotted the funnel outside of the city about 5 p.m. Friday. A Birmingham police spokesman said trees were down, people were trapped inside damaged houses, adding that several people were taken to hospital for treatment of minor injuries. This woman described what she went through.
Something falling here, and we looked up and water just started pouring everywhere. We were looking at the sky, and so we had to get out of the bathroom, and we got in the hall, the light fixtures flying everywhere, and I don't know what all was flying, and we went in our room to try to duck some of that.
Unseasonably warm weather Wednesday helped spawn torrential rain and tornadoes that left at least 17 people dead in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi, and left dozens of families homeless by Thursday, Christmas Eve. Meanwhile, widespread floods have forced nearly 140,000 people from their homes in Paraguay, Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil, following days of torrential rains that drenched a region where the countries border each other. More than 100 homes burned down in a leading Australian tourist area in brush fires on Christmas Day, and the situation remained dangerous Saturday as officials predicted more blazes to come later in the hot southern summer. While around 500 firefighters and 13 firefighting aircraft battled the flames along parts of Victoria State's picturesque Great Ocean Road, teams moved in to assess damage from fires that had lit up the night sky along the coast on Christmas. A spokesman for the state's emergency services said 98 homes had been confirmed burned in the community of Wai River and another 18 in nearby Separation Creek. Dozens of people appear dead in Myanmar after a landslide hit a jade mining region. Workers at a local mining firm said that the second such incident in just over a month in that area. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.